Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with Norm Inger. Norm's the e-government program director in the Office of Personnel Management. And joining us in our conversation is Tom Romeo. Well, Norm, could you describe the e-government vision and how the six OPM e-government initiatives relate to the employment life cycle?
Well, what we've done is we took the five original e-gov initiatives, and the five, which we can talk about in more detail, deal with recruitment of federal people, training federal people, their personnel systems, their payroll systems, their security clearance systems. The original five deal with those five discrete areas. And if we think about it, that frames the employee life cycle from recruitment and eventually into retirement. I should add also our systems feed into the retirement system, which is managed and run by OPM. So we were able to effectively communicate a vision of the employee life cycle to the agencies and to the human resource people in the federal sector. This is very important because one of the difficulties IT people have is we talk in acronyms and jargon, and very often we lose the audience for our vision. By framing the OPM initiatives into an employee life cycle, we've been able to very effectively convey what we're trying to accomplish to the human resource officers in the federal sector. We also have a sixth initiative, and that is called HRIS, Human Resource Information Systems. What that really is going into a phase two, if I can use that term, of e-government, and that really now is looking at an enterprise solution for the entire human resource piece of the federal line of business. We'll talk about that a bit more later.
Let's talk about the six initiatives in more detail. Since recruitment is at the beginning of the employment lifecycle, can you describe the Recruitment One-Stop online service?
The Recruitment One-Stop initiative basically has a role or a mission to help the citizen find federal jobs. We want to simplify the process of locating and applying for federal jobs. When I came on board about 2 years ago, the OPM ran an old legacy system site called USA Jobs. The initiative has completely replaced and transformed that site. In August of last year, we brought up a brand new, actually outsourced site using commercial off-the-shelf software, radically changed the old site. We actually shut down the old site. I might add that this took place in August 4th, I believe, of last year. And I was apprehensive because shutting down a complete site and then going live with a new one, there is some risk there. We shut down the old site on a Friday, went live on a Monday morning, and to my great surprise, on the old site, we had 20,000 people a day on the site. On Monday, we had 200,000 people on the site. We increased the volume tenfold over that weekend from the old to the new site. I must say, to my great happiness, satisfaction, there wasn't a glitch at all. The site went fully operational, and it's simply grown in utilization. We now have 60 million citizens a year go to our USA Jobs site to locate federal jobs, put in resumes, and also to look and see what's available relative to positions in the federal sector. This has really improved the hiring process, because one of the real passions of Director K. Coles James is to fix the federal hiring process. And what we're doing here is we have replaced an old site with a brand new site where a citizen can go see what jobs are available. They can build a resume. They actually now are able to track the application they file. They can see the status of the application. We also have on the site here, we have all kinds of guides relative to helping them to determine what jobs they might be suitable for, help them with their career pathing. So in effect, we have gone and replaced an old legacy system with a very, very user-friendly, vibrant, and very successful new job site called USA Jobs. This site also is used by the agencies we call data mining. They can go in there and search for candidates for positions and in effect, use that as a database, if you will, to see who's applied for federal jobs.
Okay, so we just described the process of recruiting and hired. So now, once hired, a government employee is encouraged to build skills across a variety of subjects. And as I understand, in 2003, OPM received a Distinguished Technology Leadership Award for the successful implementation of GoLearn.gov. Could you tell us what makes this a successful and innovative site?
Well, the concept behind the e-training initiative and the website is GoLearn.gov was to provide to the federal employee one-stop shopping for high-quality learning resources. Going back historically, in July of 2002, we launched a relatively humble site. I was standing with Mark Foreman, and Director K. Coles James gave the introductory remarks, and we launched this site, which had at that time roughly 30 or 40 online courses, web-based courses. Since July of 2002, we have improved the site and it has evolved. So from the humble beginning, we now have well over 3,000 courses on the site. We have hundreds of e-books. As of last year, we had 30 agencies using this for their primary training. By the end of this year, we'll have 60 agencies. It's become a primary site for quality online web-based training for federal people. The site itself is it's a virtual building with floors, and people can, in effect, go into classrooms and look at and take any one of these 3,000 courses. We have hundreds of books of all types, both technology and management and career building and ethics on the site. We have mentoring. People can have mentors help them to answer questions they have about either technology or about careers or whatever. We have resource centers that tie them to dictionaries, encyclopedias, libraries, etc. We now have over 1 million people a year actually come to this site and use this site. And actually, to my great surprise, the utilization is half civilian and half military. The site is running 24/7. It's available full-time. It is 7 days a week. It's used by federal people on every continent in the world. And we have received numerous awards for this site. We received a very prestigious Gracie Award this year from our peers in the private and federal sector. So we're very proud to, in effect, have a site which is delivering to the federal workforce an easy-to-use, available way to have continuous learning, to let the federal people continuously improve their job skills and make learning a process that is not difficult to reach but becomes a part of their normal job pattern, per se.
Norm, providing security clearances to federal civilian workers can be a very lengthy process, especially given the heightened importance of background checks since the September 11th incident. How does the government's e-clearance initiative facilitate the security clearance process?
Well, this initiative, e-clearance, essentially wants to speed up and also improve the process whereby one gets a security clearance. When I first came on board 2 years ago, to my surprise, there was no central system whereby an authorized person could check security clearances across the government. What we did is we at OPM, through this initiative, we gathered into a warehouse all of the clearance information held by individual civilian agencies. We built this warehouse, and then in January of 2003, we linked this warehouse to the DOD system called Joint Personnel Adjudication System. And the system I'm talking about, we call it the Clearance Verification System, CVS. And for the first time ever, you had a system which let a person who's authorized inquire across the entire civilian and military sector for the status of somebody's clearance. This system we built will hold 98% of all active clearances. To our great satisfaction, it was used by the new Department of Homeland Security last year to stand up and become operational. It used a system to do the background checks of the employees coming into that department from 22 different organizations. Roughly 160,000 employees were actually checked with this system. The second part of this, or a second part, is moving all of the paper forms for a clearance. For example, one form is the SF-86 you fill out. It's a 13-page paper form to request a security clearance. We've made this electronic, and we're making all the forms that people use for clearances electronic. By doing this, we're moving from a paper system to an electronic system, and this cuts down the time it takes to get a security clearance, the time it takes to move information around, and in effect, the basic goal of e-clearance is to speed up and also to improve the whole process of security clearances.
This is a fascinating conversation of the life cycle, but got to go to a break. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our conversation with Norm Inger of OPM. This is the Business of Government Hour.